I think it's a bit unfair to ascribe discovery of, these places like Victoria Falls to foreigners, because these places were already known by the locals, and they even had local names for these places. The dominant narrative is really Eurocentric, so Africans, we really need to rewrite and, speak from the, perspective of the locals, the Africans themselves, how it was discovered, how the Victoria Falls, for example, was discovered by Africans. We even have a local name, Mosia Tunya.
David Livingstone did not discover, he did not make people of Zimbabwe and Zambia aware. They were already there, they were probably utilizing it somehow. Just that maybe we had our own Nyami Nyami, the goddess of the water. So, how did people know that there was a goddess in the water if they didn't know the Westerners? For example, when Zimbabwe was renamed to Zimbabwe from Rhodesia, Northern Rhodesia. They should have just also then renamed the Victoria Falls back to Mosia Tunya. I mean, if you go to Vic Falls right now, it says Welcome to Victoria Falls. Then underneath, it's a very small lettering that says Mosia Tunya.
Which goes
Let's
back to the
put
author.
it as Mosia Tunya, the
Victoria
Victoria
Falls.
Falls. Or even do away with the Victoria Falls,
Completely.
because what is the Victoria Falls?
We find that the explorers had nothing to do other than placing a name. There's nothing that they added, nothing of value. They were finding national treasures, they were finding national wonders, and just giving their names and erecting monuments. So I think there's a huge need to, especially for, for the next generations, because as, the original descendants of, the Mutapas, as people pass away, there's a danger of the history being eroded.
We need to start talking about it from the grassroots level of school. In terms of our own educational system, if we're talking about history, it's still with that same voice that wrote it to begin with. And if we don't have our own voice as a people of Zimbabwe to say, this is how it started, this is our history, and then for it to get recognition, this person is the one who said it, that already has a different voice to it. Right now, you go to school, the first thing you talk about is David Livingstone and how he traveled. It's not about the people who stayed in that area and how they used that area. The people who were there, the living people who were there and still utilize that land, have been discarded.